This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another bonus episode, an audience of one, and we got a treat for you today. One of my best friends in the business, Mr. Clean himself, one of the top stand-up comics that's been in the business for over 40 years. Really? Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Bruner.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks. Scott thinks I'm a little older than I am, but that's okay. Over 30 years, that's add a decade.
Okay.
It's a decade of experience. It's
well, you right. know, you've been a pro a long time, and there's a reason. You are good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am the funniest person in my house.
So this is a special...
When my wife's gone.
Bonus episode. We want to share some funny with the audience. Do you have any new jokes?
I do. I have a couple of things. I'm playing a golf event in a couple weeks, and so I wrote some golf stuff, and it turns out I already had some golf stuff, and so I might as well give you that. How about
Let's
that?
Go for it. All you golfers, get ready.
Yeah, exactly, because I used to think I was really good at golf, and it turns out I'm just really bad at math.
Well, all of us golfers can relate to that.
Exactly. I wish I had this score bowling is basically my point. And here's what I know. If you ever want to find a good accountant, take him golfing.
Oh.
Yeah. If he counts every stroke, he's not going to be my accountant.
Sounds like the way I play golf. That's perfect.
Well, one of the worst things about golf, I think, is they give you a scorecard to keep – accurate track of your incompetence. That is not what I want. I want something a little...
You want a little more vagueness going
well,
on.
Well, now I just... I figured out a workaround. I just carry two cards, you know, one for my score and one for my friends.
Well, that seems like a perfect solution. Steve, you're on it.
I try. And here's what I've noticed. Some people, to improve their golf score, take... lessons. I take an eraser.
That's great for golfers, and so true. It's a money saving move.
Well, here's one that maybe we should end on the last one, but so here's what I notice about golf courses is they have obstacles called hazards, like sand traps, and so that's not a hazard. That's an inconvenience.
A
hazard would be if you put in quicksand. That would be a hazard, because here's what I think that would really do. That would speed up a round, because what you'd be saying to your foursome, hey, what happened to that slow foursome in front of us? I last time I saw them, they were by the sand. You know what? We should just play through. And I am really good. I am not a good guy. I'm bad.
How bad are you?
That is kind of the setup there. I yell four when I putt. All right, there you go, Scotty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, some great golf jokes from our friend Steve Bruner. Stay tuned this Sunday, another great podcast coming out. Say bye, Steve.
Bye-bye, Steve.
All right, everybody, bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.